See, that was fucking as still as a goddamn.
You were. That was a test.
Something that was very still.
Of your abilities. What's very still?
The stillest thing you've ever seen in your whole entire life. Think of something.
Hank does a slow-mo dog. He could be so fucking still. Yeah. He stays still. He points because he's a pointer. And he points at shit real fucking still.
Is that what pointing is?
Yeah.
Like just...
Yeah, just staring
at
shit.
And he goes real slow because he doesn't want to alert his prey?
No, they're supposed to like put one leg up and then be in a fucking straight line and shit. And he does that. But then he is an asshole. And we don't hunt his grasshoppers and shit.
So the person... Oh, he fucking points at it? He's like, that's a goddamn grasshopper, Mom.
Yeah, he's like, I fucking got it. I'm fucking locked in.
And I got him in my sights.
We never, you know, do the thing to finish it.
What am I going to find all these for if you're not going to do anything about it?
So then he just slow-mos up to it until he's like right on it.
And then he's like, hello? Is anybody going to get this guy?
He's like face to face with it, like, I fucking see you,
the
bro.
The cricket's like, whoa. How did you get there? You were so quiet.
I didn't even see you moving. He goes so slow. Sometimes he begs to get out at night, like to be let out whenever he has to go potty, or you think he has to go potty. He cries so fucking hard to get outside. Oh, and you open the door and he runs to the bottom of the stairs and then just stops.
Oh my God.
And points at the door, which is still really far away. And he'll like, only his eyes will look back at me like, you can fucking go now.
And I'm like, what? What I need.
And then he'll be out there for like an hour and you'll go to like, hey, let me let him in, right? You open the door, he's halfway across the room. I'm like, bro.
That's it?
Yeah.
He's just pointing?
Hurry up.
Yeah. It's time to go.
Slow-mo dog.
Oh my God.
God damn!
My dogs just, like, they use their nose, you know, so, like, sniffing around, and then all of a sudden they'll get very interested in one little spot, and then they, like, burrow down with their little fucking pointy-ass noses.
Yeah.
And then Chell pops up with, like, a mound on her nose, and she's like, oh, I'm gonna get the fucking gopher!
I'm gonna need more tools!
Yeah, and then she just, like, looks at it and goes crazy again and just kicks the dirt everywhere, and I'm like, you're never gonna catch it.
Right.
You just dug a giant hole in my yard for no reason.
Until it dies.
And then Chip is like rolling in it and laying in it like, this is great mud. Love it.
Carl doesn't do any of those things. He just barks at him and you're like, it's a fucking leaf.
Dude, Carl's bark is like a sonic boom though. It probably scares away everything.
Right? Like, all the birds fly away. Yeah. And then he starts barking at them like, well, I didn't know you were fucking there.
Fucking sonic boom. It's like Bolt. Did he have sonic boom? Sonic
right?
bark?
Yeah.
Something like that. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Erin, give me your goddamn.
Well, my goddamn is that for the past 2 days here, I have been mentally drained.
Because, oh, fucking breach.
I know. But I've been having to do interviews at work. So we're hiring another person, and so then I have to go in and interview them. And it's so exhausting!
Oh, my God, I hate interviewing.
I don't want to do it.
I'm not a big interviewing fan.
No,
I think
I'm
some
not
people
either.
Like it for, like, the ego boost or something. I don't really know.
I hate it so much. It gets my anxiety going. And then I'm like, oh, this person's going to look at me and be like, I don't think you're qualified to work here. I'm like,
exactly.
I am, though.
I shouldn't be doing this. Yeah. Even though you're very well qualified to give the interview.
But I know.
It doesn't feel like it in my heart and soul.
Exactly.
Is that like imposter syndrome?
Yeah.
How did I get here?
Got that imposter syndrome. Some people come in and I'm like, I don't know how you're not interviewing me.
Honestly, like, you look like a respectable 36-year-old human being.
Yeah.
I look like a fucking toddler.
How'd you get this far in life?
Fucking a coconut.
Yeah. And then I have to be like, oh, that's right. I am in charge here. Hello.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Oh, let me ask the questions.
Yeah. And that's not something I'm at all prepared for. Or, like, I'm prepared, obviously.
Right.
But I'm not, like, mentally that person. So then it's just draining to be like, I am important or whatever to be.
And if the other person is nervous and quiet, it's so awkward. And you're just like, oh, my God, I get it. Can we just relax?
Yeah.
I just want to work with somebody who's cool and nice and get stuff done. And are you smart? And can you work really hard? And will you help me in a bind? And I'll help you in a bind. Can we just be two decent humans to each other?
Right.
And are you competent?
But you can't do that in an interview. Like, hey, man, would we get along outside of this? Because
right.
then I feel like you could learn everything else.
Yeah. Right. I just don't want to be trapped with you for 8 hours every goddamn day.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's the worst. And then everybody puts on, like, this wonderful face during an interview, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm so cool. And
so
I'm, like,
everybody's lying.
Exactly. And it's
That's
so stupid.
Like, just come. And if I like you, then cool.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, some of it you need education and shit. But past that, most of it's personality for me. I'm like...
Yeah.
Are you a team person who could...
One set of skills. Like, you have to have a set of skills. But then also, I'm interviewing artists, right?
Right.
So then they're all quirky, crazy people, which I am when I get it. You are one. You get it. Like, it's a weird fucking person that you interview sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. But it's fun. But also, I'm so done.
Oh, yeah. And here you are having to be social on a podcast.
I know, right?
That's with me.
But it's just with you.
And then you get to turn it off. And you got to hang out with me for a little bit. So you got to refresh.
Exactly. You know? This doesn't feel like that, though. Like, no. I don't feel like I'm being someone else here.
Right. It's just. That's so true.
Like, I'm being more of me.
I know. It's so true. That's why I really like the podcast. I, like, love it.
It's why it's lasted this long.
Because if I felt like still doing it.
Yeah, exactly. If I felt drained after every one, I'd be like, I can't fucking do this.
Yeah, we're done. We're done. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to either. That actually segues beautifully into my goddamn, because it's about how crazy life and everything has been. Well, it's not about that, but I can fucking relate to that. Mm-hmm. If we didn't enjoy this, I would not be here today, because life has been fucking insane lately. And I won't get into all the details because it's a little private or personal or whatever. But I have, you know, it's spring break, whatever. All the kids are home and everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I'm like, oh, my God. Usually I'm the mom that's so excited. Like, we're going to do slime and we're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese, whatever. I'm drowning. I'm oh, God. Oh, God. Somebody save me. I can't do this. I can't do another day.
Like, they wake up. They're still here.
Day. I can't do another day. But I'm doing every day. And I'm fucking crushing every goddamn day.
You sure
but
are.
Yesterday, my oldest son, he had been like, he has been badgering me fucking from Friday before spring break to go over to a friend's house or have a friend over or something all spring break. And the person changes. It doesn't matter. It's whoever's on his mind. He just wants to hang out with his friends.
Yeah.
And so he'd been badgering me for a specific friend of his because he had spent the weekend at his house or whatever. And so he's like, oh, I got invited back during the week. And I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, when they text, we'll figure it out. I don't know. I'm not trying to plan shit right now. I got enough shit going on. Oh, my God. It was like 3 days of this or whatever. And then finally on Thursday, I text his mom like, hey, man, like, got anything going on? Can you take my kid, please? For the love of all things holy.
Yeah. Are you promised some shit? I'd like to take you up on that.
Like, I sent the smoke signal and she received it instantly. Yeah. And she was like, got you, whatever. Village stepped in, okay?
Oh, that's awesome.
Fucking saved the day. But here's the goddamn, aside from life being insane, my oldest son, for school and everything, he likes to get ready in the morning and he like does his own hair.
Oh, he's so grown.
He's such a sweetheart and he's so good. He's so cute at it. And then he'll do like a little deodorant. He sees me use deodorant. Aww. So he uses my deodorant, you know. And he used to spray my perfume on and I would always let him do it because I don't care. All the perfume I have is like not expensive shit.
Yeah.
Right now, I usually have one nice bottle that I love and obsess over and that'll last me like 600 years.
Yeah.
And I don't even have that right now. So I just let the kid go for it. It's all like body splashes or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been letting him do that. But then he asks me questions. I know. He'll ask me questions about like, can a guy wear makeup or can a girl, you know? And I'm always like, yeah, a guy can do whatever. A girl can do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then he like kind of asks more like, you know, but socially what's acceptable, right?
Mm.
And I kind of dig around it. Like, I mean, it's whatever you want. It's however comfortable you want to be. Like, he let me put makeup on him and it was a blast. And he was like, okay, but don't make it look like a girl. And I'm like, all I have is girl makeup, but I'm not going to tell that kid. You know, like, I don't know the difference between boy or girl makeup, but like, what do you mean? You just want like foundation? And he loves it if I do like blush on him. Aww. I probably shouldn't be admitting this.
I know, right?
But it's fun. And it's fun little time with us and he gets to draw on me with lipstick and we pretend that we make owies and all this other shit. Whatever. Okay. I'm getting off the point. So I had told him like, oh, because he always asked me like, is it okay for guys to wear this? I'm like, yeah, you can wear whatever the fuck you want. It smells great. Nobody's going to be like, is that girl perfume? Like, you're in fucking like, first grade, bro.
Something smells really good. Is it this child?
Yeah, exactly. They're just going to think I do laundry well or some shit. I don't know. When
Mom
you walk
must have
by.
Hooked him extra tight this morning.
Exactly. But I had gotten Lee some cologne for Christmas and I got him nice cologne. Mm-hmm. And Lee never wears cologne, but I'm like, I really like the smell of it and this is nice cologne. Start wearing it. So he has and it smelled so nice.
Start wearing it.
But now my oldest, I know, not that Lee stinks or anything, but I just like the smell of it.
Yeah, it smells good.
Yeah. Or like when they, like you were saying, if it stays behind in your hair later and you're like, oh, it smells so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my oldest son, I'm like, look, this is like guy perfume. It's called cologne and like teaching him about it. And he's like, can I wear it? And I'm like, yeah, because whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
He likes it. I would buy that for him every day. It's like his little routine. If that's really what he likes.
It's cute.
Yeah.
He's going to be the little hygienic boy. The little clean, you know.
Yeah, a little suave, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
it smells so good.
He doesn't, like, fascinate a lot over things. So when he finds something he likes, I like to foster it.
You
know, like when he's open about it. Because he's just kind of like a spaz over everything. But he loves sports.
Yeah.
You know? And then, like you're saying, hygiene and stuff. So anyway, so he put on his dad's cologne that morning and he got himself all ready. And I wasn't watching, but he came out all done up. And he's like, don't I look good? And I'm like, of course, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Killing it, right?
Perfect.
Meanwhile, I'm being choked out by the amount of cologne this kid put on. Like, whoa. I mean, it smells good, but like, fuck. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I thought about it and I was like, I should text the parents and warn them like, hey, Cam got ready for you and there's cologne, just a warning. But then I was like, you know what? They're going to fucking know when he walks in.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have time, whatever. So we're getting the kid in the car and then the dad goes, is that kid wearing cologne? And I'm like, oh, I forgot to warn you. Because at this point, I'm like used to the smell, right? And I'm like, oh, I forgot to warn you. And we're all cracking up, right?
Yeah.
And like, he got all ready for you. And my oldest one is kind of laughing or whatever. But I feel like he was kind of embarrassed.
Aww, buddy.
I felt bad kind of outing him. Like, yeah, he got all ready for you. I meant to text you and warn you, you know.
Aww.
I felt bad for doing that in front of him. But retrospect, we all learn, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, but he was laughing along and everything. And then he goes, the dad goes, he smells like a rapper. Oh, my God. I fucking lost it. I was dying.
A rapper?
It does smell like a rapper. Yeah, it smelled like his entourage had entered the building or something. Like,
oh, my God.
Like, you're saying, like, fucking Rico Suave walked in. Like, some badass motherfucker looking slick and smooth and smelling fresh. Rolling in, like, let's go to your house, my friend. Let's go swim in your pool.
He's like, hell yeah, let's rinse this shit off in the pool.
Living the goddamn dream.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, anyway, so my kid doused himself in cologne.
I wonder if he did, like, the same amount that he does of your body spray.
Probably. I should really teach him.
Like, you only need one.
Maybe I'll tell him later to, like, do some recon, you know, like, emotional recon. Like, hey, hope that didn't hurt your feelings, just so you know.
Yeah. Aw, little guy.
Thank you so much.
He's growing up so fast.
I know. He's going to be 8, dude.
Oh, gosh.
You guys remember? No, he was, like, 2 when we started the podcast, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Dude, it goes so fast.
It like, insanely fast.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
It, like, blows my mind.
And also, painstakingly slow. Like, why aren't we famous? But every time we get somewhere, we'll, like, move forward, and we're like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's a lot of work.
That was a lot. That was a lot back there.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Take it back a step. I got a full-time job over here.
Yeah, right?
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm a mom.
Slow down.
I just popped out a kid. Yeah. We've been doing too many life things.
I know. There have been a lot of life things.
Maybe life will slow down for us, and then the podcast will take off.
I hope
so. We tour the world.
That'd be fun.
Where do you want to go first?
Alaska.
Ooh, that's in the U.S., but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I mean, can't we tour the U.S.? On our world tour?
Yeah, I just thought you were going to say something exciting outside of the U.S. You
Bitch,
know,
like, that's pretty exciting.
Alaska?
Yeah. Sounds... I guess Australia, we have a family.
Love
there.
Australia.
Or two, I think.
I love three. Australia.
I do too. I've never been.
I've never been either, but I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
That would be the pinnacle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same.
You want to hear about murder this week?
You know what I definitely do want?
What I just asked you?
Yep, that. Let's
whoop,
go.
Whoop. All right, I'm going to tell you about Brian Schaefer.
Okay.
So
sounds familiar.
You probably are going to know it because I guess it was a really big case when it happened, but I hadn't heard of it, so you're welcome.
Oh, okay. Where are we at? Where are we at?
I'm going to tell you. We are in Ohio, okay?
Ohio.
Ohio.
In the U.S.
Ow! Crushed it.
Thank you.
Should have been like, you! Or something like, yeah!
In the U.S.
Yeah. All right, so Brian Schaefer was born February 25th, 1979, in Pickerington, Ohio.
Pickerington or Pickerton?
Pickerington. Pickerington. What I wrote, so, you know.
I love it.
Maybe all you right. don't pronounce the ing, Pickerton.
Pinkerton.
Be dumb just to cut know. Out the whole ing.
No, I mean, Pickerington. If it's on there, it's on there.
Maybe I just, you know, too many syllables.
Pickerington.
Pickerington.
It's like Wilkinsonshire.
Yeah, exactly. Pickerington is just outside of Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Not that you know where any of that is, but you know, Columbus.
I know that Columbus is in Ohio, and it's a big one.
Yep. Exactly. Brian was the oldest of 2 boys.
Mm-hmm.
And while I don't have any info on his childhood, I do know that he graduated high school in 1997, and then he attended Ohio State University, and he graduated with a degree in microbiology.
Ooh, okay.
So we got a smart cookie.
Yeah.
In 2004, Brian started attending medical school to become a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's interesting because he goes to school to become a doctor, but his real dream is, like, he wants to start a band. I guess he loves music.
Okay. Wrong field, but...
I know. I don't... Right? Like, oh, no, you're stifling your creativity.
Yeah. He just joined... Just went straight into STEM.
Yeah. Exactly. Right? Skipped all the arts.
Yeah.
I don't know if he played bass or guitar or what. Like, there was a picture of him, and it looked like he was holding some sort of instrument like that, and I'm not smart enough to know the difference from, like, the little clip I saw.
Mm-hmm.
But he was musically inclined.
Okay.
And he really wanted to start a band. But instead, he was like, I'm going to go to school and become a doctor, because that's how you're going to make some money and live a life, right?
Yeah, his parents parented him.
I'm sure. So also in 2006, his mother actually died of bone cancer.
Ooh.
And his friends say that he was handling her passing pretty well, but, like, obviously her death was really hard on him.
Yeah.
But, like, they weren't, like, worried about him or anything.
Yeah. How old is he at that point? He's a college graduate?
He's 27.
He's 27. 2006. Mom dies. Bummer.
Super bummer. Some of us in this room can relate to that. Oh, no. It's
very relatable.
So while Brian's in medical school, he meets a fellow student by the name of Alexis Wagner.
Okay.
And they began dating.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship was going super well, and everyone suspected that Brian was actually planning to propose to her when the couple were due to go to Miami during spring break of 2006. And so, like, everybody was like, oh, they're for sure going to get married.
Yeah.
Another fun fact about Brian was that, like I said, he loved music, but, like, a lot. And he had a tattoo on his upper right arm of the Pearl Jam Stickman on one of their, like, album artwork thingies.
Okay.
And he always talked about how his dream was to start a band that would play, like, Jimmy Buffett-type music. Like, he loved the islands. He loved, like, beach and, you know, that kind of vibe.
Okay.
Okay, so now that you kind of know a little bit about Brian, got a little vibe about who he is, mm-hmm. let me jump into it.
Mm-hmm.
On March 31st, 2006, Brian is 27 years old, and he's living in the same area that he was, like, you know, grew up in, so Columbus, Ohio kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
And March 31st was actually a Friday, and classes had just let out for spring break. So okay. That following Monday, he's due to go to Miami with Alexis, his girlfriend.
Okay. Did you plan this for our spring break episode?
No, but how perfect is it?
Right?
No big deal. Hope everybody's enjoying spring break. Woo woo! Because I'm drowning and I'm dying and I'm not having as much fun as it was when I was in college. God damn it.
God damn it. So you're going to live vicariously through Brian. Or hopefully not.
Yeah. Hopefully not. Just listen. That day, that Friday, Brian had gone out to dinner with his dad to celebrate the fact that, like, midterms are over and, you know, spring break's about to kick off, you know.
So glad I'm not in school anymore. Oh, sorry my God. For everyone going through that.
Honestly. And I guess Brian had been pulling a lot of all-nighters to, like, pass his exams and shit.
Yeah.
So his dad said that when he was at dinner, that Brian mentioned that he had planned to go out for drinks afterwards with a friend named William Clint Florence.
Okay.
And I guess he went by Clint. I don't really know that for sure, but they put the Clint part in parentheses, so I feel like I'm going to call him Clint from here on out.
Mm-hmm. Now, is Clint a nickname for William? You know how William has, like, a million nicknames?
I guess. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Is that...
I don't know, but if it is...
I feel like Clinton.
I got a dad.
Yeah.
That's going to be starting to call Clint here.
Oh, no. I did not look it up. I was like, that shit is a generational nickname. I have no fucking clue.
I would think, right? Yeah. Maybe it's his middle name was Clinton.
Maybe he looked like Clint Eastwood. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he looked like Clint Eastwood. There you go.
No.
He just had a snarl.
Like, hey, we named you William, but you were a baby then and we didn't know what you looked like, so we changed you to Clint.
Can you just change it? You came out a Clint.
You little Clint. Oh, God. Okay, so I'm going to call him Clint.
Okay, got it.
So Brian's telling his dad, hey, I plan to go out for drinks after this to go celebrate. And Brian's dad was like, I don't think that's a really good idea. Like, you're really fucking tired. You should probably just stay home. I don't know if he tells his son that much, but, like, that's what he thinks in his head is, like, I don't think Brian should go out drinking. He looks exhausted. He should go home and rest.
Well, now, every dad probably ever would say that, especially, like, I didn't think he should go out to drinks after we had already had dinner. It was 8 p.m.,
right? Like, you know? Why wasn't he in bed?
Yeah.
The sun rises at 6, my friend. We have to be up in 8 hours.
You got to get an early start on your day.
Yeah. These weeds aren't going to pull themselves, you know what I mean?
So, I mean, I'm not shocked that a dad was like, don't do that.
Not shocked, but it kind of gives you an idea that Brian is exhausted and tired. So, like, if he's going to go out drinking, he's probably going to get inebriated pretty quickly.
Fair.
You know?
But they went out to dinner. He just had food, presumably.
That's true. I don't know, though, but days of not sleeping well?
Fair. I mean,
I feel like we've all been there.
Yeah.
That's
exhaustion
fine.
Will take
but
a
I've
toll.
Also been on the bathroom floor vomiting everywhere, too, so, you know.
You know.
You win some, you lose some. So Brian's dad is like, I don't think that's a good idea. But of course, Brian goes out and he has a fun old time.
Mm-hmm.
So at 9 p.m. that night, Brian meets up with Clint at a bar on campus, which was like 6 blocks from where Brian lived.
Okay.
And it was called the Ugly Tuna Saluna.
Great name.
Which is like my favorite name for a bar.
The Ugly Tuna Saluna.
The Ugly Tuna Saluna.
And maybe, it's just
maybe so, at the Ugly Tuna.
inappropriate.
It's weird. It's not open anymore, evidently.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, maybe there's something else there. They just renamed it.
I feel like pretty girls wouldn't want to go there.
To Ugly Tuna Saluna?
Yeah. It feels like a...
But if it's a campus bar?
I mean, I would still go there.
Right. But you'd be like, ugh.
But it's kind of like camel's breath, where you're like, you're not here to find a date.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not. But it had an escalator leading up to it. Doesn't that sound like...
Well, then... Who doesn't want an escalator ride, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
People would end up there accidentally.
Oh, classy.
If nothing else, I can't get back down.
I just arrived. Let me in. Here's my ID. Sure, I'll have a drink. What's this place called?
I mean, I rode the escalator all the way up here. I might as well stop in.
Never heard of a saluna before. Is that like the female version of tuna? A saluna? Yeah. Is that why?
I don't know.
I mean...
Was it a strip club?
No.
That was on campus.
That would be way worse.
Isn't it? Feel like it's a
I would
B-team?
Never want to be a stripper at the Ugly Tuna Saluna.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm at girls. Like, yeah. Not Ugly Tuna Saluna.
No.
Like, Lil Darlin's. I'm at a Lil least. Darlin.
Yeah.
Not an Ugly Tuna Saluna.
No.
Stripper. Sounds awful. My God.
Sounds like it's going to smell in there.
Sounds,
you know?
Like something you use to wash your snatch. Got an Ugly Tuna Saluna stripper back here. Clean it right up.
It's like Goo Gone.
No! Ew. Okay, so.
Anyway.
They fucking escalator rode that shit up to the blessed doors of the Ugly Tuna Saluna.
All right.
And they roll up to get some drinks. An hour later, Brian calls his girlfriend Alexis to say, like, goodnight and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, she had gone out of town to go visit her parents before she went out to Miami. And by out of town, she might have just been, like, at her parents' house a county over or something. I didn't actually look it up. It just said she had gone somewhere and I didn't write it down.
Yeah. All right.
So she's not, you know, she's not local to go drink bar hopping or whatever with Brian. So he calls her to say goodnight and all that jazz. And then Brian and Clint continue their little bar adventures, and they go bar hop around town.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Clint, what they had done was they would stop at each bar, they would take a shot together of some sort of hard liquor, they'd hang out for a little bit, and then they'd go to the next bar.
Okay.
And eventually they ended up in the Arena District, which I'm guessing is sort of like the downtown of Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Kind of like how we have the Gaslight District in San Diego.
Gaslamp?
Yeah, what'd I say?
Gaslight? It's just a bunch of dudes down there telling you things.
It's just like how to fucking... I wrote Gaslight District, too. She's like, fucking men standing around gaslighting you. Women can gaslight too, damn it.
Yeah, they can. It's true.
Just a bunch of people standing there like, you're not having a good time. This place fucking sucks.
You don't want to come here, man.
The place fucking is lame. Yeah, the Gas Lamp District. Anyway, it's just a place with a bunch of bars. I'm guessing. I don't really know. I just looked it up.
Yeah.
I didn't look it up. So they're down there drinking, right? Having a good old time.
Yes.
And while they're out on the town, the guys meet up with one of Clint's friend, who was a chick by the name of Meredith Reed.
Okay.
So Meredith hangs out with the guys and eventually offers them a ride back at the end of the night to the Ugly Tuna Saluna. And that's where the guys finish off their night of drinking.
Okay. Did they each bring home an Ugly Tuna? Or no, he had Alexis.
Yeah. Fucking Brian better not be bringing back any tunas.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly or pretty or great.
Salmon swims upstream. Just going up to
the... Oh, God.
Ugly Tuna Saluna.
So while they're at the Tuna Saluna, Brian eventually breaks off from Clint and Meredith. I don't know if they were like a couple or just friends or whatever, but Brian wanders off and he's doing his own little thing. Mm-hmm. And he's just roaming the bar solo.
All right.
After a while, Meredith and Clint, they start to look around for Brian because it's about to be last call and they can't find him anywhere. Mm-hmm. So then they start to call him a few times and he doesn't answer. So after last call and everything, the pair stand outside and they're waiting to see Brian come out with all the patrons.
Mm-hmm.
However, everybody spills out and Brian's not there.
Uh-oh.
And they're like, what the fuck? Okay, I guess Brian must have walked home or gotten a ride home or something on his own.
Yeah.
And maybe he's just passed out now because he only lived 6 blocks away from the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of chalk it up to that and they go home.
Okay. It's still nice to let your friends know when you're leaving.
Right? Like, if you don't hear from them. But this is 2006.
There
I don't know how much difference that is. Okay, in 2006, we had, like, Sprint wireless flip phones.
Yeah, but he was still calling him.
Right. Not sure.
So he had a phone.
But we didn't have, like, iPhones yet, I don't think. Probably had, like, razors.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sidekicks.
And the slide.
Yeah, in 2006, yeah. I had, like, that the chocolate. Remember the chocolate where it looked like an iPod?
Yeah.
Was that, like, the first attempt at being an iPhone?
Yeah, it was a Verizon slide up.
Yeah, I had that one, too. Yeah,
that one was so cool.
It was so cool. And the button, the, like, circular button, that really wasn't a circular button at all.
Like, it was, like, just a touch screen.
Yeah, that was weird. Okay, anyway. So, that's what kind of technology we're working with. Not that it really matters, because you could call somebody still. But you probably had to pay, like, per minute or something. It wasn't, like, unlimited shit going on here.
Yeah, but still, you could text him, like,
10 cents, bro. 10 cents to let me know.
Home.
What's going on. Yeah.
But I'll pay you back, bro.
Yeah. But Brian did not do that, and his friends did not. I mean, they tried calling him a few times, and then they were like, okay, he must have left on his own.
Yeah.
So all weekend long, Brian's father and his girlfriend, Alexis, could not get a hold of Brian, and they kept trying to call him and everything. Like, obviously, they're like, what the fuck? What happened to Brian? And they can't get a hold of him. And by Monday morning, when Brian and Alexis were due to fly to Miami and he missed his flight, that's when they filed for the missing persons report. They're like, oh my God. Okay, he's like really, really missing. He wouldn't miss this.
How long was he missing for? Like 2 days?
Yeah, Friday night he went missing, and then
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday was the flight?
Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a long time.
But, like, his friends never said anything. They weren't like, hey, we didn't find him at the bar.
Yeah, I guess.
And I think his dad was just like, that's weird. He's not answering.
Everyone expects him to just be home or sleeping it off on Saturday. So if no one checked in on him.
Right, yeah. So for whatever reason, it doesn't get filed till Monday when he misses his flight.
Oh, my gosh. Poor Alexis.
I know.
Is she, like, at the fucking airport? Did she go on the flight?
I can't. I mean, they probably. I don't know. Would you go to the airport?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, would you waste your.
Your ticket and everything? Or, like, hey, your boyfriend's missing. Maybe stay back.
Yeah. Like, what would you do?
I don't know. Especially as, like, a selfish college age person.
And you paid for. I mean, like, they planned this months in advance. So.
Yeah. Ooh, that's rough. Now the TSA is involved. You can't just not show up for a flight you have paid for. That's suspicious. Especially
that's super suspicious.
2009? Six? Six. Where are we? 2006? Six. Still too close to 2001.
Too close.
They're like, is your bag on the flight, sir?
They're on it. They're watching everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, police launch an investigation, and they obviously start at the Ugly Tuna Saloon. And I guess that area has a really high crime rate. So almost every establishment in that area has fucking security footage.
Nice.
So score, right?
Yeah.
Police found footage of Brian the morning that he disappeared, and you can clearly see Brian, Clint, and Meredith taking the escalators up to head into the Ugly Tuna. So they got there right about closing time, like 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
At 1:55, Brian can be seen on cameras, like, outside of the saloon, the same ones by the escalators. And he's talking to two chicks, and then he does, like, a quick goodbye and moves out of frame, heading towards the Ugly Tuna Saloon again. Like, I guess in that direction, that's where he's going. There's nowhere else to go.
Like, to go back in the bar?
Yeah. But it's 1:55.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird to me, because, like, to go to the bar at 1:15 when you know last call is 2.
Is last call 2 there?
Yeah, last call's 2. Is, like, I guess when we're out drinking and you're not paying attention to the time, and maybe if I left something there, like, oh, my ride's going to be there at the end of the night, can you just drop me off there? Then I'd swing back by. But otherwise, like, it'd be like, let's just stay here. We only have, like, another 20 minutes before they're going to kick us out. Because when last call's at, or not last call's at 2, they close at 2.
Mm-hmm.
So last call would be, like, 1, right?
Yeah.
Or, like 1:30 or something. But even, I remember when we used to go party in downtown, they close at 2, but they're kicking you out at, like, 1:45. Like, the lights turn on at 1:30, and you're like, oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why are we here? You're like a bunch of fucking cockroaches skittering away. What has happened?
That would make sense to why he was outside at 1:55, like,
yeah, but then he walked back towards the bar.
Well, then I would also think that they would be outside at the same time, like, last call happened.
Yeah.
Maybe last call's at 2, and they close at 3.
Maybe. Maybe. I'm pretty sure they closed at 2, though. Because it was right when they closed. Like, he's seen right before they closed. I don't know. Maybe I have it off by an hour. But I don't think so.
But it's odd that they wouldn't then see each other outside. right?
Right. Well, that's what's so weird. It's like, okay, let's say everybody has to be out by 2, and that's when they start pushing everybody out the door. Like, you can see the footage. I actually linked it in the sources. Mm-hmm. There's like a Facebook clip of it or whatever. And he's just like in the bottom right corner. It's very grainy. You see him talking to like 2 people, I guess. And then he walks out of frame really quick. But if that's at 1:55, it didn't look like it was closing. Like, there wasn't a lot of people. There were a few people outside, but it wasn't, like, flooded with people on a Friday night right before spring break.
That would be leaving a bar. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, on campus. Mm-hmm. So it didn't seem like they were spilling out. So maybe you're right. I don't know. Maybe only last call was at 2. I don't know. I could have read that wrong. But either which way, even if it were an hour before close time, that's like you're saying, how do you not run into each other?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're either leaving or you have a whole hour to find somebody.
Yeah.
And leave together. Anyway, so police believe that Brian is inside the bar. They review the remaining footage of the night, and Brian is not seen anywhere exiting the building or anything. And I guess they had 2 cameras, and one was like a manually controlled one that you could like move whatever direction you wanted to, like security could, while they're looking at shit. And then the other one like fanned back and forth. Mm-hmm. So there is a possibility that he could have left and it wouldn't have been on the Saluna Tuna food, whatever.
Yeah.
The Ugly Tuna Saluna footage. But it would be like remarkably timed.
Yeah.
But it could happen.
Yeah.
Police also considered the fact that maybe he had a change of clothes or some shit, and he changed his clothes there and he left in a different outfit. But they like scrutinized the footage and he did not.
Okay.
Or they don't think he left.
Yeah.
Under a different outfit.
Under an alias.
Dun, 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 dun. They also reviewed the footage of the surrounding establishments in the area of, like, every direction that he could have walked in, and there was nothing. There's nothing. There's no video footage of Brian ever leaving that bar area or anything. So he has to be inside the bar, or he somehow magically evaded all of the camera footage. Which literally would be, like, perfect timing.
Yeah.
So there is a possibility, but, like, wow, what are the odds, right?
Yeah, especially all the other security cameras, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, and the bar did have one other exit, and it was, like, not one open to the public, so I guess, like, employees or some shit, but it opened up into, like, a really hectic construction site that was allegedly difficult to get through sober, so it would be, like, impossible for somebody to navigate drunk. And they searched that whole area, and he wasn't there. There was no evidence of him being there or anything like that. But that's the only other exit he could have taken. And there was speculation of, like, he fell down a shaft or something like that. But they've searched everything, and he's not in the building. He's not there. We don't know where he is, unless he was stored in there, chopped up, and flushed down a toilet or something. I don't fucking know.
Oh, my gosh.
But he said, I know, that was very dramatic.
Yeah.
So the police also checked the whole vicinity for, like, the dumpsters, the trash cans, hidden alleys. They even got, like, city permission to go through the sewers. Like, they looked everywhere, and Brian was nowhere.
What?
So they started handing out missing persons flyers and asking residents in the area, like, hey, keep an eye out for Brian. Mm-hmm. They were like, he's got that stickman tattoo on his right arm. I guess he also had, like, a special fleck in one of his eyes. Which I was like, who's getting that fucking close, you know?
Oh, let me just check this stranger out.
Like, I would never notice if somebody had a special fleck in their eye unless it's like you have a totally different color eye, which I forget what that's called, but that is so cool.
Yeah. Heterochromia or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe it was like a big fleck. Like, yeah, if you're talking to them, whoa. You're like, holy shit.
Like, but, like, I saw a picture of the man, and I can't even tell you if he had a fleck in his eye.
That's
looking, which is the point that I'm trying to make.
It's like, unless you're, like, staring deeply into their eyes. It's like when a mom is like, he has a freckle under his left nostril, and you're like, fucking okay.
Yeah, if I were looking for it, like, that's a great identifier.
If I had him in front of me.
Later, but, like, for someone on the street, not as easy. All right, they're asking around. They get a ton of leads and everything, but they never actually find him. They also go back to his apartment, and they search all around there, and everything seems as it was the night he left. His car is still there. He's never been back to his apartment. None of his cards, his social security number, none of that shit has been used. So police for a while were just thinking that maybe Brian just literally walked away from life to go grieve the passing of his mother in, like, solitude or whatever, but then, like, for nothing else to have pop up, and he never came back. They're like, oh, okay, well, maybe something bad happened. So so then they started to suspect foul play. And everyone who spent time with Brian that night, they were all asked by the police to take lie detector tests to, like, corroborate their story in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. And everyone agreed except for Clint. So that's kind of suspicious.
Yeah, but everybody Clint was also with Meredith.
Right, right. And he could be under, like, legal counsel.
Yeah.
To be like, don't do it. They don't mean anything. It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not going to do anything. But you were one of the last people with him. So if this is a foul play case, like, you're just going to kind of be putting yourself into more.
Right, like, it's not a good idea. Yeah. Yeah.
I like how they always try to spin it, though, the other way. Like, oh, he wouldn't do it. I was like, okay.
I know. I mean, that's just a classic. Like, we don't fucking know what's going on, so we'll grasp at any of the straws.
Yeah.
Just like fucking the Breezy from England, you know, Middleton, where they're like, oh, no, she's dead.
Kate. Oh, Kate, yeah.
Yeah, she's dead. And then she's like, actually, guys, I'm dying of cancer. And we're all like,
my bad.
Sorry for speculating.
It would be less awkward if you were actually dead now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so you're just gonna die? Oh, that's really sad.
I didn't mean for you to have to tell us all like this. Sorry for digging into your business.
Yeah, exactly. Like, sorry for forcing you.
Yeah.
My God.
Now you feel like you have to come out and tell us all what's going on.
I know, right? Okay. So they're like, uh-oh, this might be foul play. They do
lie detector tests.
And everybody does about Clint. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's doing that under
legal counsel
advice. So the police were actually able to ID the two women that are seen talking to Brian last that mm-hmm. we know of. But they were never asked to fill out to perform a lie detector test. What do you do? To take?
Yeah.
One of those?
Take. Participate
what
in.
What is the adverb? I don't remember even what it's called.
Succumb.
They were forced. They were tortured, but they were never asked to take one. So,
okay.
I don't know if that means, like, what the fuck, police? Because to me, I'm like, all right, I feel like they probably told the truth. They were like, I don't know, he talked to me, we're two women at a bar, and he's a 27-year-old male at a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
We're probably like, ha ha ha.
Checks out. Well, and he also walked away from them.
Yeah, yeah, like, I got a girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
Also, he was strikingly handsome in, like, all the pictures, but, like, your classic handsome, like, yeah. Chiseled jaw.
So he's one of those all-American boys from Ohio?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, he looked like...
one of them cornbread motherfuckers?
He looked like he could handle himself in a fight. Like, yeah. I feel like he's a tank or something. But not like... but, like, muscle tank? I don't know. He just looks like well-built frame, you know?
Like, exactly. If he owned overalls, you wouldn't be shocked. Okay.
He looked more like the all-American football quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, but also nerdy. I don't know. I'll show you a picture later.
Okay.
But then they also do this, like, age progression of him, and dear God, that was, like, terrifying. I'm like, oh, no.
They're like, let's account for where he lives.
He does not have a glow up. You know what I mean? All right. Okay, so back to this.
This is before skincare.
Yeah, like, he's been living on the streets with no health insurance. Oh, God. Okay. So those women don't get lie detector tested.
Okay.
And every night after Brian had disappeared, Alexis would always call his phone every night, and it would go straight to voicemail.
Aww.
But, like, she just loved hearing his voice before bed.
Oh, that breaks my little heart.
I know. But one night that was, like, 6 months after he disappeared, when she called, his phone rang 3 times.
Well,
and
yeah,
then
someone else probably got the fucking number.
They're like, Jesus, who is this that keeps calling?
That's not that weird.
I don't know. Maybe they were paying for it still. But the cell provider, which was Singular, they said that the 3 rings could have actually been a computer glitch.
Mm.
And off of that ring, it picked up that Brian's phone was somewhere like 14 miles away in Hillard, Ohio.
What?
Which I'm assuming the police followed up on, but there was nothing more than that. Like, it was like, oh, it rang 3 times and it pinged off of this tower 14 miles away. And then the Singular was like, oh, yeah, that was probably just a computer glitch. Just all glitched out. But, like, I would hope the police... I mean, it just gives you an area, right?
Yeah, but like, then what do you do? Canvas the area for a dude?
Maybe, and start asking around there. Like, it's 14 miles away. I'm sure your search didn't go that far that extensively, right?
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know. But there's nothing more on the internet about that. And by that, I mean in this article. I did not scour the internet.
The entire internet.
I should have, and I would have, had life not crumbling. But in front of my eyes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming the police did their work. And they were like, computer glitch, checks out.
Okay.
So police received several tips, but none of which ever led to the discovery of Brian. And Pearl Jam even announced his disappearance at a Cincinnati concert, hoping to drum up some leads. And it did, but none of them were actually viable. Like, people called in all the time. People call in. But none of them lead to anything.
Oh, wow.
And people have reported sightings of Brian in Michigan, Texas, and even Sweden.
Whoa.
And all were followed up, but none of them have led to finding him. Mm-hmm. Brian's dad actually hired a psychic who told him that his son had passed and that his body would be found in a water by a bridge pier. So his father and a bunch of volunteers spent a bunch of time wading through the river that was right by the campus for evidence of Brian, but they never found anything.
Ooh, that's heartbreaking.
I know. Another theory is that he was the victim of the smiley face killer, which I didn't realize that that's only a theory. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess there's this theory that 47 men or something like that have been found drowned in water, and they are thinking that it might be the possible workings of a serial killer or several serial killers or something, because a significant amount of those bodies had spray painted graffiti of a smiley face near where the bodies were found.
What?
So police are like, he could have been a victim of the smiley face killer, but like, smiley face killer is still only a theory. They don't even know if that's really a thing.
Okay.
And he could have been a victim of that, but we don't have any remains or anything. So they're like, I don't know. Men were found in water with smiley face. I don't know. But the police are like, that's not even viable. They debunked that or whatever, or they're not thinking that he's a victim of that anymore. But that was one theory at one time.
Okay.
Then, in some sick fucking twist of fate, in September of 2008, Brian's father was outside during a heavy windstorm, and a branch broke off of a fucking tree, hit him, and killed him instantly in his own fucking front yard.
Holy shit.
This poor fucking family, okay? Like, his wife died of cancer, his son goes missing, and then he gets struck by a goddamn branch in a windstorm.
This feels kind of targeted.
Honestly, what happened?
Ugh.
What did you do?
Made a deal with the devil.
I guess. Shit, man. Mm. So his body was found the next morning on his lawn by his neighbors.
Jesus.
On his online obituary, there was an anonymous post made that said, quote, "To Dad, love Brian." And then it was like from the U.S. Virgin Islands in parentheses. I guess it puts like your location, or maybe they typed the location, mm-hmm. which would suggest that Brian had left Ohio and is now in the Virgin Islands somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the police traced back that comment, and it came from a public computer in Franklin County, which is inside of Columbus, Ohio. So like in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
So they determined it to be just somebody fucking around.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, but like, did we check who? Did we like follow up with that person? Are we really clear that they're not involved in anything? Like,
yeah, I mean, it just kind of sounds like someone fucking around, though.
Yeah, that's true. But still, like, we should follow up on everything because we don't have anything.
Yeah, or at least, like, give them, like, the, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing kind of talk.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, go, if it's, I'm imagining it's a library, and be like, do you have security footage of this day?
Yeah.
And they probably don't, but, like, I hope they did at least that.
Yeah, I would think, right?
I would think. I don't know.
I'll, like, find out where it came from.
So they're like, eh, it's just a hoax, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't him,
though. That'd be so dumb.
You know?
If, like, that's the way he showed up.
He waits till his dad dies before he, like, pops up anonymously.
On an internet obituary post.
Yeah.
Just to let dad. And it just said, to dad.
To dad, love Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just, was there a flowers gif?
There must have been. Like a hugs emoji or something. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
This glitter with the heart.
Yeah, like angel fire looking shit.
Yeah.
So when Clint was questioned why he didn't take the lie detector test, he had an attorney issue a statement for him saying basically that he's told police everything that he's known from the very beginning and that he didn't find a value in telling it to them again. And that if Brian is still alive, which is what the police believed at the time of this statement, was that Brian is still alive. And that if Brian is still alive, it's actually Brian that's causing all this harm and stuff to his family. And it's not Clint. So everybody leave Clint alone. Because everybody's like, Clint, just take the test and we'll know more or something. Like, we'll know if you're lying or what's going on. That's kind of suspicious. And so he made this statement being like,
it's not me. It's this fucking guy. He's missing.
Yeah. The police think he's missing. So go be mad at him. I don't know. It felt kind of slimy the way it was done. But also, again, from a legal standpoint, I'm like, I get it. He's setting up his client to be like, fuck all y'all. Leave me alone. Everything's fine here.
Yeah, your issue isn't with Clint. It's with the man he's missing.
Right. But also, it makes you kind of wonder, like, ooh, Clint, what's going on, my friend? But then if Meredith was there and said, like, yeah, and we didn't see him the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he had an alibi, unless they're in it together. But then she took the lie detector test with him.
I guess. Yeah, and passed. Who knows? It's so weird. I really honestly, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, it kind of doesn't feel like Clint would. But maybe. Who knows? I don't know why I would feel that way, because I don't fucking know him.
Right.
But I'm like, probably not. even though that's the most viable, probably, suspect at this time. So, friends and family think that Clint actually knows more than he's willing to share. And some believe that Brian is still alive. And Alexis, his girlfriend, believes that he would have never run off and, like, he must have gotten into trouble that night or something happened, someone did something bad, and that he's not here anymore. Like, he's dead now.
Yeah.
This case reached national news, and in 2014, police were still getting, like, two tips a month or some shit about Brian, like, thinking they see Brian or whatever. Mm-hmm. But none of them have actually led to finding him or any, like, additional clues. Evidently, the footage of the Ugly Tuna Saluna has since disappeared from the evidence boxes.
Oh, good.
I know. Doesn't that suck?
Don't you love it when that happens?
So dumb. I guess, so, like, there are threads on Reddit and stuff where people are like, where is the footage of all of this? Because I guess at one point, allegedly, the police had, like, posted the raw footage out there to be like, hey, does anybody recognize any of these people? Help us identify them because we want to talk to them. Mm-hmm. But it has since been taken down. Like, people have gone through the Wayback Machine and all this other shit trying to find it, but it's gone. Mm-hmm. And then the actual case, what's it called, like, evidence boxes or whatever, I guess the lead detective was like, yeah, somehow we lost the fucking footage, but that they scoured it so much that they don't think that Brian was in there at all. Like, we don't need the footage anymore. I reviewed it. I'm sure they're bummed about it, you know? Yeah, like, I'm sure they're not proud of the fact that it's missing, but like
he wasn't on it.
Yeah, but like, what the fuck, dude? Can we not lose, like, very important evidence?
I just don't understand how it is lost, too, though. Like, what
clearly
happened?
There's not a good system. We're not, like, fucking library. We have a better system for library books.
Literally, yeah. Like, is it a VHS?
Can we just do a library?
Is it, like, a CD?
Public libraries, but, like, public evidence locators.
How is it not copied and, like,
I don't know.
Put onto a fucking hard drive somewhere?
It's right.
Even in 2006.
I don't know. But then also, I watched a documentary recently about how they created the whole, like, system for, you know, criminals and everything, and I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, the justice system is so behind on, like, technology and times and shit.
Well, because they don't have the criminals helping them put it together.
God damn it, right?
You need somebody to know how it works.
Reform, motherfuckers. Yeah. Reform and get them in there and make it work. Okay, so they keep getting clues. None of them have led to anything. The footage is lost. The lead detective has three theories on where Brian is, but he won't share them publicly, so thanks. In 2019, a picture of a homeless man who was living in Mexico surfaced, and everybody was like, it looks like Brian! And detectives actually took the image to the FBI, where they did, like, facial recognition technology, mm-hmm. science, math shit, and they were like, bing, 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 not Brian.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Those are
tricked you.
Winning sounds.
Tricked you. No, they were like, no, this isn't Brian. Also, I saw the photo and it just looks like
a dude
on the ground having a rough fucking day, like with their eyes closed or something. Like somebody snapped a picture when they were sleeping or not looking, or I don't know. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I didn't think the dude had black spiky hair like Brian did.
Did you see like a speck in his eye?
I don't think his eyes were open.
Sorry, a fleck?
In the fucking actual photo of Brian with his eyes open, I do not remember seeing a speck. So, terrible descriptor, my bad. So he gets ruled out. Brian would be in his early 40s today, and the police have released an age progress photo of what he would look like now, which that's the one I was telling you is, like, fucking terrifying looking. I mean, maybe I'm just being dramatic, but when I saw it, because I Googled it, I'm like, well, what would he look like? How do they do this? I'm like, ah, my God.
I don't think that was it.
They did him a little dirty. Like, aww. He had this, like, nice chiseled jaw or, like, pointy jaw. I don't know. And they made it, like, it was weird. And his eyebrows look weird. Like, grow me old man. Like, Ernie or something from, like, Sesame Street. I don't fucking know. But I was like, oh, that's not. I mean, maybe they have more information, you know, like, family pictures to, like, go off of. Anyway, so they have released an age progress photo. His younger brother is the only surviving member of their, like, immediate family. Like, his
I
old
forgot
fucking
about his younger brother.
Yeah, this poor man.
Oh, no.
Dad got hit by a fucking branch.
His assassination attempt.
A successful one.
On his yard.
Oh, my God.
By his yard.
But he still searches for Brian to this day. And just in case anybody fucking knows where Brian is, go. You can see on our social media a picture of him. and the age progressed terrifying picture. But you can get some money from it if you do find him. Crime Stoppers of Central Ohio still has a $100,000 reward for any information that can help solve this case. And you can leave a tip anonymously by calling 614-461-TIPS.
Just the tips, though.
Just the tips. And that's all I have. I don't know where Brian is. And it was a big case, and I guess a lot of people have heard about it, but I did not.
So that is crazy. No, I have not heard about it. The name sounded familiar, but...
What do you think happened?
I think that he went through that construction site.
You think
so? I think he went back into the bar and either maybe he tried to hide or do something, or maybe he was in the bathroom when they closed, or he just left out that door.
Like, wandered away?
Yeah, and just kind of wandered away like a drunk person.
I'd be curious from those girls, how drunk did he seem?
I would be curious about that, too.
Like, did he seem like he's okay, or did he seem like, holy shit, where are your friends?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's like, holy shit, where are your friends, I could go with that, sure. Like, you end up in the wrong spot, open a door, fucking like, where am I?
Yeah.
And then you just succumb to whatever river. Like, people keep... Okay, what about this... Man, I'm going to sound like a dick because I don't remember his name. There's a boy in Tennessee, a young man in Tennessee who went missing recently. He's like Randy something or other. Oh, no. Okay, so you don't know about this.
I don't
know. There's a man recently who went missing in Tennessee, and it was like in Nashville or some shit where all the bars are. Mm-hmm. And he's seen on footage like stumbling and he falls down. And then he's like going across a crosswalk and like drunkenly talking to people. And everybody's like, that man was drunk. He even is on... like body cam footage of a police officer, and the police officer's like, hey man, you okay? And he's like, yep, good, and like keeps walking. Anyway, they just found his body in the fucking river by where he was wandering. So like,
holy shit,
this whole thing of like drunk people stumbling into the water is fucking real.
Yeah.
And I think I have read, when I did one of the other cases prior, I had read that it's like when men go take a leak near the water.
I remember like that one about college campus. There was a river that went through the college campus or whatever.
Yeah. So let me do a favor, guys. If you have to take a piss, just go behind a bush, man. You don't have to be by the running water.
Yeah.
Or take a buddy so somebody can help you.
Wait for a bathroom.
Yeah.
It's also a viable option.
Right.
A lot of women have to do that.
Yeah, you know, but if I had a dick, I'd piss anywhere, too.
Yeah, but
and
then,
like, by the water when you're drunk, I'd be like, how peaceful.
How peaceful. I can make the dribble drabble more sounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I can make it sound like a creek.
I mean, I get the appeal.
I get the appeal, but also, like,
people
public
be drowning
urination, guys. You're going to get a ticket. Nobody
That's
wants to see that.
Cholera or some
you're
shit.
You're going to catch a fucking charge.
Stream communities.
Yeah.
Catch a charge. Oh, my God. Okay, so that's my case. Sorry that it was an unfulfilling one in the end.
It is.
I don't know what to tell you. But if you want to check out pictures that I was referencing all through this, I hope Critty found them all. And you can find them on our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok. Our handle is at ISGDpodcast. And you can also email us at isgdpodcast@gmail.com or snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California,
91979. And please go tell everybody about us so that we can be super famous and awesome and cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll take you guys with us, all
Thanks.
Of our besties. Bye!
Bye!